Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry. On today's episode, Monet reveals the Brooklyn Manifesto.
We talk about dreams.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
Don't be projecting your insecurities about Columbus, Georgia on me, honey. Baby used to step your pussy up. And we find out what made Bob say this.
Do you want to look stupid or do you want to admit? Okay. Yeah, exactly. And she backs off. Oh, she's backpedaling, Your Honor. She's backpedaling. What about it? It's your boy, Bob the Drag Queen. I'm in the studio right now. We are both filming from home. I'm with your homegirl, Monet Exchange.
You're not at home.
Monet, what's good?
You're not at home.
Monet, what's good? We are here in the morning, popping off for you all. Excited for another exciting day of sibling rivalry. Boom.
Now, I ain't never been with a baddie. She called, so I added to the tally. Now, I ain't never been with a baddie.
So Monet, what's good? You are not matching my energy.
Raven Simone really killed that TikTok. Honestly, it was one of her most viral TikToks. And
you better ignore everything I just said. Let me go turn my light off. Bitch, let me go turn my fucking light off.
Turn your light off?
All right, talk about your thing. Oh. What's up, Mo?
Now just gushing over Raven Simone for a second. I was thinking of the day, I was like, I cannot imagine what it must be like to be born a childhood star and that always being like your life. Like Raven Simone, the Olsen twins, like they never, from the time they were months old, they have been famous and they have been like world, like name, like a household name. Like that must be crazy. They will never know what it's like to not be famous ever.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not months. I mean, I think the Raven Simone started around
they
five.
Were babies. That's
I mean, Raven Simone.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Raven,
she was three when she started on the college show. Isn't that crazy?
I feel like me and Raven Simone are the same age.
I feel like
I remember they were the same age. No, we are the exact same. No, she's 36.
Oh.
So Raven Simone is 36 years old. So she's a year. She's actually technically about 6 months older than me.
Yeah, but the Olsen twins. I mean, and then they had that sister, Elizabeth Olsen, who's Wanda. And she wasn't famous as early as them, but obviously coming from a famous family. I don't know. I was just thinking about that today. Like childhood stars like the Olsen twins. And that is a what? Life is they just have a completely different human experience than the majority of the world. That's crazy.
But also to them, it doesn't feel wild because it's the only thing they know. So to them, it's pretty par for the course. They're like, oh yeah, this is what life is for everyone, or not for everyone, but I think they're like they don't have anything to compare it to. It's kind of how I think whenever I see people who live in New York City or people who grew up in New York City, I'm like, this seems wild to me. I mean, granted, I lived there for a while, but like being a child in New York City to me sounds wild. Like that doesn't even make
it sounds
sense.
Like to a lot of people. A lot of people they can't fathom how New York City kids went to school and how like they grow up. Like, they're like, that sounds crazy. But there are more people, like if you do the ratio, there are more people who understand what it is to grow, because a lot of children who grew up in New York City as opposed to people who grew up famous from the time they were months old.
Yeah, I'm not talking about a ratio. I'm not comparing how many famous people there are to New York City kids. I'm just talking about my experience and being a New Yorker and seeing people who are like born New Yorkers and me thinking, wow, that seems odd to me. But why is it so odd? Because I mean, the train system, there's very little grass. Like, how far you guys have to go? There's no woods. You know, I know New Yorkers like really don't go to each other's houses like that. You know, growing up in the South, a big part of it is going to people's houses, hanging out in their homes, in their backyards, you go to all your friends' houses. And I feel like in New York City, you will know someone for years and never go to their house.
Growing up, I went to a lot of kids' houses. Me and Kamiko always at each other's houses. My friend Reiko, Soroya. In high school, we would go party at my friend Nora's house a lot. I don't think that's a New York experience. I do agree with you.
But I went to everyone's house in Georgia. I mean, not just people I knew well. Everybody. Strangers. People you meet, a lot of things just at people's houses. Like, their social events, their birthday parties, their gatherings, the sleepovers, going to people's houses is just such a big part of going over after church, going over to someone's house just for a barbecue. You go to someone, every barbecue, those are at people's houses. I mean, sometimes they're in the park, you have barbecues at people's houses?
Yeah, especially from Brooklyn, it's a big part of West Indian culture too. It's like everyone has barbecues in the summer. You go to people's houses and you're
in their houses. How are they barbecuing in their houses in New York City?
In their yard. A lot of people in my neighborhood like had houses, didn't live in apartments. Everyone has like a yard, especially in like Canarsie and East Flatbush, in like that part of town. Everyone has like a family house and they have a backyard.
I'm talking about the Harlem kids, the Manhattan kids, the Upper West Side kids. Them niggas ain't hanging out. Them niggas ain't barbecuing on their patios. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That is different. Kids that live in like Harlem, they probably an apartment building. They always do it in the common. You've seen that in apartment buildings. How they have that common area. And for people who don't live in New York, this is probably not terribly exciting for y'all. But if you decide to move to New York one day, this may be your experience. And we're trying to educate you on what.
Also, bear in mind, I have very little Brooklyn knowledge. Like, I did not. I spent very little time in Brooklyn. I would go months, 7-8 months, probably a whole year without ever going to Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn is a fun place. Honestly, bitch, Brooklyn slops. And Brooklyn has some of the most iconic rappers in fucking rap history. Niggas is really, that really fucking changed the motherfucking game. Like, Brooklyn is, honestly, bitch, think of Brooklyn. You think Spike Lee. You think Biggie Smalls, Lil' Kim. You think Chris Rock. You think motherfucking Nora Jones. Bitch, Nora Jones and Biggie Smalls grew up in the same neighborhood, bitch. Okay.
Oh, really?
Think about that. Nora Jones, don't know why. And it was all a dream. I used to be, both of them bitches were from fucking Brooklyn. Brooklyn really be doing that. I'm so proud.
Really? I didn't know Nora Jones was raised in Brooklyn?
Yeah, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
Oh, that's so interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, so Brooklyn has birthed some motherfucking kings and queens, honey. Lil' Kim, like, no one was rapping like Lil' Kim. Like, Lil' Kim was, she was a game changer. Lil' Kim fucking changed the game, bitch. Biggie Smalls changed the motherfucking, Spike Lee changed the film game.
I think Brooklyn is very interesting. People from Brooklyn and people from Texas, you're kind of raised up with this, it's almost a comical level of pride in where you're from. And granted, Southerners have a little bit of this too, but like, people from Texas and people from Brooklyn, it's on a different level, and it's kind of like everyone who's not from Texas and Brooklyn are kind of like it's not all, like y'all are doing too much, like don't really care that much. Like, people from Brooklyn and Texas be going wild, like y'all is like, all right, sure, go off, but like, girls, just
that's because ain't nobody doing nothing Brooklyn. From fucking Columbus. Columbus ain't breeding no motherfucking icons, bitch. But that's Brooklyn is a motherfucking icons, bitch.
There's actually lots of icons from Columbus.
Give me 10.
Why does it have to be 10? First of all, it's not a scale thing. There's a lot more people in Brooklyn than there are, but there's also Ma Rainey.
I mean,
who is an absolutely
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom,
a transformative musician in terms of blues and jazz. Wayne Brady is also from Columbus, Georgia.
I'm and also,
It's also the thing. This is the only thing that y'all Brooklyn and Texas people do. Like this this weird competition to see who has more people. You're proving it right now. This weird competition to see who has more iconic people or who has a bigger impact.
Let me run down a list for y'all. Okay, Jay-Z, Adam Sandler, Marissa Tomei, Lil' Kim, Jerry Seinfeld, Eddie Murphy, Anne Hathaway, Barbara Streisand, Rita Hayworth, bitch, Mickey Rooney, Harvey Keitel. I mean, the list just goes on, baby. Joan Rivers, the Lakers.
You're proving my point that this weird obsession with like claiming where you're
not
from.
Not an obsession, just a fact.
This weird like pride. It's almost like it's verging on nationalism. Because all you did was you were born in Brooklyn. You didn't do anything. You were just born in Brooklyn. You didn't do anything. You literally didn't do anything.
But yes, I did. Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn, the School of Hard Knocks, nigga. Y'all niggas in Clayco would never know that shit. Y'all niggas got the fucking Piggly Wiggly and the Hobby Lobby and the motherfucking Clayton airport. County, that's what y'all niggas have.
Clayton County and Columbus, Georgia are very different places. And there's also lots of very famous people from Clayton County as well. And lots of really famous
sorry, I misspoke. I'm in Columbus, Georgia.
And also lots of very famous... But also, I'm saying it does prove my point. I think we can move on. There's a weird obsession with where you're from, and you didn't do anything but just be born there.
Bonnie Sanders is from there. May, oh my God, May West is from Brooklyn. Yes, May, get it, May.
But also, how are you claiming any level of success from these people just by being born in the same place as them? It's giving that.
I just think it's giving that people from a lot of people, clearly a lot of people from Brooklyn are iconic people in that have influenced the world and changed the world. And Columbus just says Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I mean, it's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. They're talking about the play. Ma Rainey. And who else you said? Tiger Woods. Who'd you say?
Tiger Woods is not from Columbus, Georgia. Wayne Brady is from Columbus, Georgia.
Wayne Brady. Well, Wayne Brady is fucking fierce, and Ma Rainey are fierce. Good for them.
What, you don't even know anything about Ma Rainey. You literally don't know anything about. What do you mean she's fierce? You literally don't know anything. You don't know anything about Ma Rainey. You watched one movie one time. What do you know about Ma Rainey?
Ma Rainey was an incredible jazz singer.
Don't say jazz singer. I told you that she earlier. Name one of her songs.
I don't know one of her songs, but I still okay. First of all, I didn't need to know one of her songs to know that Ma Rainey was influential in jazz music. She was a fucking lesbian.
I just said
that Ma Rainey was fierce. Listen, don't be projecting your insecurities about Columbus, Georgia on me, honey. Maybe you used to step your pussy up. Maybe you used to step Columbus to step their pussy up to the levels of Brooklyn.
All I'm saying is you pretended to know a lot about Ma Rainey.
Where Brooklyn at? Hey, listen, you can try to change the subject if you want to. Just know that Brooklyn is shitting on that ass, okay? Brooklyn, Columbus County, they got shit on Brooklyn, baby.
People just do not be caring like y'all Brooklyn. And it's really interesting, too. Like for example, people from Manhattan just don't act like people from Brooklyn. And Manhattan has a lot of really remarkable things. Has like a lot of really remarkable things coming out of it. But Manhattan's kind of like, okay, like, girl, no one cares. Like,
that's
no
not
cares.
True. Niggas from Harlem. Are you joking? Niggas from Harlem, which is in Manhattan. I don't know if you know that because you're from Columbus. But niggas in Harlem, oh, bitch, they will let you know they're from Harlem, okay? Please. Remember when chicken noodle soup and Harlem chicken?
I lived in Manhattan longer than you did. I lived in Manhattan longer than
you. Yeah, bitch, but I knew what Manhattan was before you did. How about that?
And, no, you did but not. You clearly, I was also, but, I was also but you born before you.
But you literally said that people from which is you made an incorrect statement. Niggas from Harlem will let you native from Harlem.
No, people from Harlem do not act Manhattan. Like people from Brooklyn. Everyone yes. knows people from Harlem do not act like
yes,
people from
the hell
Brooklyn.
They do. Then you must not know New Yorkers. You don't know New Yorkers, bitch. I'm telling you, niggas from the Bronx, from the BX, Harlem, and Brooklyn, Queens is the only borough that they know to shut their fat ass mouth because ain't nobody trying to rub Queens hard besides Nicki Minaj.
I guess you completely forgot that Staten Island even exists.
Oh yeah, I mean who? No one. Whole, I mean, we
a whole ass borough.
We did get some sibling islanderies. There were three people who are from Staten Island that listen to the podcast.
Oh, nice.
So we see y'all. We're happy that you guys are listening from the island.
No. Talk your shit. Talk your shit like you were a second ago. Talk your shit about Staten Island.
I said it before. Staten Island is whack. Staten Island is whack. I've definitely said that, and I stand by that. We know Staten Island is. Even they admitted, they're like, I'm sorry for Staten Island. It's a horrible place. It's okay. But we hope to see y'all on September 24th at New York City Town Hall for the Sibling Rivalry Tour. Yes.
Are you done with your Brooklyn propaganda piece? The neighborhood?
And I'll never be done. Until I die.
Borough's so great. You moved from it like 4 or 5 years ago.
Do a dive bedside. Oh yeah, you got me, Bob. I move. Yeah, I move. Whoa, you got me on that one, Roberta. I move around.
Yeah, you know, Jay-Z bought property in Brooklyn. Jay-Z kind of was like really about that life, so he kind of hung out.
Well, good for him. He's a cajillionaire. He better work. Someone kind of pointed out the other day. They was like, "Why does Monet laugh like the Count?" I just realized I laugh. I think my laugh has changed. I didn't used to laugh like that. I hate hearing my laugh.
Well, stop finding joy. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Right? I just stopped being so happy.
I mean, if you change your laugh, why don't you just change it again? You said you changed your laugh.
It just kind of happened by itself. Your laugh changed. When I first met you, you did not do the, that's been over like the past like 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's true. I haven't done any deep dives into my laugh and when I laugh, like what. My voice has changed.
Yeah, so that's probably why.
And my range of what I can access with my voice has changed a lot. But I don't know for sure that my laugh has changed, you know.
I
have different laughs for different things.
Let's take a break and I'll tell you about your laugh, because I've studied it. Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was warming, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
back... My poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So tell me about my laugh.
And we are back. Yeah, when I brought you that high pitch howling sound, that is in the past like 5 years, I would say for sure. But there's nothing wrong with that. I think people just me, bitch, my laugh has changed. I think just you just. You
I'm laugh, not just defending like myself. Change. I said I don't know. I'm not defending myself against the laugh change. You're like, it's okay. I'm like, you're like, I know. I just don't know. My laugh has changed.
Yeah, I definitely have. I think it's cute though. It's a nice, COVID. It's a nice little laugh.
Thank you.
Can you laugh for us
today? I mean, I when something funny comes up, I'll give a little chuckle, but I don't want to fake the laugh. I wanted to be real.
Now I want it to be real. Not the reality TV trope. I want it to be real.
But say reality TV.
Wait, really quick. Huh?
People say they're reality TV? I want it to be real.
I don't want to be fake. I want to be real.
My favorite reality TV tropes are at the end of the day, and also I didn't come here to make friends.
And the third one, the third one, I forgot it.
Ginkgo biloba. Our topic today is dreams.
Oh, this lit a fire under my ass. So, like, people are lighting fires on everyone's ass on reality TV, apparently.
In competitions.
Yeah.
Is this too dark?
Yes.
The setting, the light has, like, two settings. Like, bright, well, obviously, there's a lot brighter, which is this, that is...
I don't know. I don't know lighting, but it looks fine. It may be like highlighting the bad part. Like it may be like blowing out your T zone and shit. So maybe
what bad part? Why would my face? What bitch? My face don't have no bad parts.
Also, what is on your ceiling, bitch?
Speak for yourself, bitch. You have bad parts. My face has no bad parts, honey.
What are they? Are those footprints? Because y'all. So we record live. So Bob's camera is very blurry. It looks like there are footprints on your ceiling. Like you are fucking up there, bitch.
No, they are, I think it's like paint. I think, I'm assuming that maybe there was some sort of repair done to the ceiling in this hotel, and they didn't have the exact paint to match it, and they just kind of went over with a paint that was similar, or just whatever they had in the moment. But to answer your question, no, I was not fucking on my ceiling.
Oh, can I tell you this? Okay, so 2 days ago, it was one of those dreams you have when it feels so real. Like, you're like, there's no way that this dream isn't like happening, and like in the dream you're like trying to tell yourself this is not real, but your body is like, yes it is. Like, I mean, sorry, your mind is like, yes it is, I'm actually feeling this is actually happening. I had one of those 2 days ago, and I woke up and I was like so freaked out, and it's one of those when you wake up and you're so grateful that you're like, thank God this is a dream, because if this was real, like, what the fuck, like my life would be over. I had one of those, and those happen to me maybe like like twice or sometimes maybe three times a year, and I hate it every time. It gives me so much anxiety.
What was the dream?
I had a dream that I was driving on some highway. I was with two friends. I don't know who the two friends were, and I was not driving my car. I was driving on a highway, and I was texting while I was driving, and when I looked up, something hit me. It wasn't the car though. Like, it was like some type of object, like a screwdriver, some type of object that would be strange to hit me, and it hit me, and it caused me to drive my car off the side of the road. But it wasn't like it wasn't a cliff. It wasn't like something really deep, but it was bad enough that it like got my car, and the car turned over a few times, and only I was okay. The other people weren't dead, but they were okay in the car. They didn't die, but they weren't okay in the car. Like, probably someone had a broken something or the other. And I was just at the side of the road, and I couldn't find my phone, and I couldn't call for help, and I don't think anyone saw me. And in the dream, it felt like it happened, like this was like 4 hours of my life. But obviously, I don't think it was that long. And I remember thinking to myself, like, I cannot believe I just had an accident. I cannot believe that I caused it to happen. I cannot believe that, I don't know, let's call him Jake, is broke his arm and it's because of me. Like, I remember, I was like feeling so bad.
Not our manager.
Oh. Like, cannot believe I did this to Jake. I was like... And I was feeling so heavy in my dream. And I remember waking up and be like, oh my God. But in that, I was like, I know this is a dream, but I was like, I feel so bad. And I waking up, I was like, oh God, I hate. Do you get those?
You know, I rarely dream anymore. I just don't have a lot of dreams. I don't think I've had a dream in years. And I mean years.
No. Really?
I mean, maybe a few here and there, but like, so few that I don't really remember them. And you know, if you don't wake up and talk about a dream right away and like write it down, it just starts to slowly fade from your brain and you can't remember.
Why is that?
I do not know the logic behind it, but I know if you don't wake up and start writing down your dream immediately, it will just fade away. You can't remember it the same it used to. But I mean, obviously, they say we have dreams all the time, and the only ones you remember are the ones you wake up hearing. You only remember the dream that you wake up in the middle of. So they say you have like six, seven dreams a night, but you only remember the ones you wake up for. But I used to get sleep paralysis all the time. Like very intense sleep paralysis.
Back when you were in Columbus, Georgia, right?
Oh, in New York City. I've had it in LA. I've had sleep paralysis like all the time.
So it's kind of been a minute, though. But sleep paralysis is you wake up and you know.
You can like, you are awake, but you cannot move anything. Sometimes you can open your eyes, but you can't even wiggle your nose. Like you can't even twiddle your fingers. And you're just laying there but there's also this feeling like something or someone is in the room staring at you. And sometimes you can even see them out of the corner of your eye, but you can't do anything to move. And you can't do anything to access your body. You have to just lay there. And this feeling of dread comes over you. And it feels like the most intense panic you ever had in your life.
This is the definition of sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis, while falling asleep or waking up, your brain sends signals that relaxes muscles in your arms and legs. The result, muscle atonia. It helps you remain still during rapid eye movement, REM sleep, if y'all are familiar with that. With sleep paralysis, you regain awareness but can't move. Ah, that sounds horrible. During a sleep paralysis episode, scary. You're aware of your surroundings but cannot move or speak. Ooh, yeah. I have never experienced sleep paralysis ever in my life. Like, not even once. I've never experienced sleep paralysis at all.
Yeah, it basically feels like you're trapped in your body. And all you can do, imagine you wake up, but all you can do is this.
I'm looking. That's crazy. And how long does it last?
You can't tell. It's very unclear. Like it feels like it's like 5 minutes, but it also feels like it's like 30 seconds. Like you really have no concept of time. For me anyway, I have like no concept of time when it's happening.
So it's saying here, it says that the brain prevents muscles in your limbs from moving to protect yourself from acting out dreams and hurting yourself. So the brain is telling your body, hey, we're about to dream. So I'm shutting down. Basically, I'm shutting down movement of you. The brain is like, bitch, I'm powering down everything so you don't start punching yourself or try to drive the car or try to do something crazy. So the brain is like, don't move. But then your eyes are like, bitch, I don't want to power down. Like, I want to turn up. So your eyes are like, whoa. But your body, your brain is like, but limbs and legs, you're not going anywhere. You're staying right here.
Not just limbs and legs, nose, mouth, ear. The only thing you can move is your eyes. And whenever I have a sleep paralysis, my first thought is like, just try to move your fingers and your toes. And so I just like, I'm trying with all
Bill.
Of my might.
Not Kill Bill.
I feel like Uma Thurman. I feel like Uma Thurman. And so you just try to wiggle your toes or your feet and you're like, okay, once I do this, and then you kind of just go, and then you're like up and you're like, oh my, and you kind of have, I've had it on planes. I had it on a plane one time. I had like
that
a panic attack.
That is too much, girl.
I had a panic attack with sleep paralysis on a plane one time. I thought I was having a heart attack. I was like, I remember waking up being like, I'm going to die on this plane. This is crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that I've never experienced any of that. I've never experienced sleep paralysis. I've never done lucid dream. I know lucid dream. A lot of people I've had like three friends in my life, so I guess it's not a lot, but be like, yeah, I used to like control myself in my dreams. Like I used to lucid dream and I used to fly to the this and tell myself to do that. I was like, I wish I could experience that. I've never experienced lucid dreaming, but it sounds really dope. And if you don't know what lucid dreaming is, it is when you're dreaming and you can tell yourself, hey, and you realize, or your brain realizes this, or you tell your brain tells yourself, this is a dream, and you can then control all of your actions in your dream. Like you can choose to fly, you can choose to do whatever you want in your dream. I've never experienced that.
The thing about lucid dreaming, I mean, the thing about me, lucid dreaming for me is that whenever I'm in a dream, I always on some level know it's a dream. Like I'm never aware this. Yeah, I'm always like, this is a dream. But I've never been able to actually lucid dream. But I'm always like, this can't be real. There's no way this is real. Kind of like when you're in a dream and you have people who look like combinations of your other friends. Like you look at someone and you're like, this person is both Monet and Peppermint and they're one person. Or you'll be like, this house is my home from childhood, the apartment at 945 Amsterdam Avenue, and it's also Wild Presents Studios. Like, it's all these places rolled into one. This place is clearly not real, so I know I'm dreaming. Do you ever have places that are like combinations of other places when you're dreaming?
No, like, I feel like we have completely, and obviously we have two different brains, we have two completely different experiences with dreams. Every time I dream, I've had dreams where they're a familiar place, but it's not like jumbled up. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm back in Bonte in Brooklyn. I mean, in St. Lucia, or I'm here. But when I, but oftentimes when I dream, I'm in a brand new place I've never seen before. But that's impossible. Like, I mean, it's not impossible, but in my mind, dreams are just recreations of things that I've had to have seen before. So if I dream something, I'm like, and I, it's, it, in my dream mind, I'm like, oh, this is new. There's no way it has to have been something I've seen either on a TV or a movie or in real life.
If you've seen a road, then your brain just creates a road from roads you've seen throughout your lifetime. And for me, I'm always like, this looks like my living room, but it's not. It's like, for me, it'll be like, I'll be in my bedroom. And then when I open my bedroom door, I'm in a Walmart. And I'll be like, but in my mind, I don't think it's weird. I'm just like, in the dream, I'm like, yeah, for sure. My bedroom's in a Walmart. 100%. My bedroom's just part of in the Walmart. And then I'll go shopping in the Walmart. And then I'll just go back to my bedroom like it's normal. But on a subconscious level, I'm like, this is a dream because my bedroom is not in Walmart. That's how I experience dreams.
There's this cover of Miley Cyrus and Hannah. Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande.
And Hannah Montana? Oh my God, not Miley and Hannah.
Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande singing the cover of Don't Wake Me Up. Don't Wake Me Up, I'm Dreaming. What's that song? Shit.
I don't know what you're saying, are you?
Wait, I'm going to find
out. Who's it by?
They did a cover of it.
Ariana Grande, Miley.
Plastic Hearts?
Don't Dream It's Over.
Okay.
You'll know it. Hey now, dun 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 dun.
Got it.
Hey now, and it's such a strange video because the two of them are sitting there in like, it's not a strange video, but they're sitting in this backyard and they're both in like onesies, like she's a unicorn and I think I remember the video and Ariana Grande is like a bear or something, and they both sound fucking great. I love Miley's just deep, rich her speaking voice, and I love when she sings so low. It's such a beautiful tone. And
how did I know that Miley Cyrus was in Don't Call Me Angel?
What is that? Is that a movie?
It was a song that Miley Cyrus, Lana Del Rey, and Ariana Grande did for Charlie Angels. Don't call me Angel. You're in it, man. I die. That song.
And she like, and Miley's like hitting on Ariana. She's like, I think you're hot and stuff. It's very cute. I don't know why I brought that. Oh, because dreaming. Yeah, dreaming.
Is it about dreams? Is it a song about dreams?
Yeah, Don't Dream It's Over.
You know, Monet, back to our discussion at the beginning, you know, one of the most famous people to ever have a dream was from Atlanta.
Who?
Dr. Martin Luther King.
He was from Columbus?
Atlanta.
We're talking about Columbus, baby. There are many prolific people from Atlanta. I know that.
Monet, this may shock you, but there are many prolific people from all around the world.
This is true.
All around the world. There's lots of very remarkable people from all around the world.
Especially from Brooklyn. Have you ever... Okay, so you don't dream. Does that mean you don't have nightmares either?
Sometimes I wake up and I feel like I had a nightmare, but I can't remember anything about it. I just wake up in a panic. Like, I just wake up and I'm like, I'm panicking. And I must have had a nightmare because I'm waking up stressed out. Like, that happens to me. And I don't like when people insinuate that it's part of, like, I don't know. I just really hate when people insinuate that, like, sleep paralysis or nightmares are demons or are in some way the devil getting you. Like, that's one of those times where I'm like, where I just do not have time to hear people's opinions on my sleep patterns. Like, it's really the triggering thing. Like the empath thing. By the way, one of our listeners had to stop listening to our podcast because I said empaths aren't real.
Let's take a break. I'll pull it up.
Yeah, let's take a break and Jacob's gonna pull it up. I'm gonna read that comment. Not read them, but read what they actually said. It says, I had to stop listening. I didn't see what the rest is. It's by someone named Kaylee Istall. I love Bob and Monet and support all the career endeavors, but the most recent episode I had to turn off just because it was starting to hurt my feelings, LOL. Obviously, neither of these beautiful people need to do anything to get approval from anyone, and it's me that shouldn't take it to heart, but Bob talking about people saying they're empaths and calling it fake and a red flag was just making me feel like poop. There are highly sensitive people that exist in the world that call themselves empaths. An empathy non-existent in a person or overly existent in a person is something that is on the diagnostic criteria for autism. I am autistic and I'm overly empathetic. Can't watch any violence on TV without bursting into tears even. It's also just something people get really sensitive to because of abuse growing up. Noticing the little things about how people are feeling is a way to keep yourself safe. It's their podcast and they can do whatever they want. It just made me sad.
And what I was saying was like, I'm not saying that people do not have empathy. Having empathy and being an empath are not the same thing. I think that most people, except people who have some sort of disability, are able to feel empathy and have empathy.
Yeah, and I mean, I did see some tweets. Some people like tweeted at us, I think, and also in the episode, I remember reading some Patreon comments, and people just saying like, that empaths are real. And I mean, the definitions we read, they all made it seem like empaths were like Jean Grey. Like empaths are just like X-Men with this like supernatural ability to like find empathy in something that other people may not see. And a lot of people who call themselves empaths were saying, no, that's not what it is. And I obviously we're trying to define it together on the podcast and we can really find one that resonated with people. So I'd be curious to have someone who identifies as an empath and lives their life that way to come talk to us about it, because I mean, I think
on the podcast, that does not speak to me. Having an
empathy, I mean, I'm into that, it.
That'd be an only child.
I'll do only child with them. That'd be cool. And I mean, I think it would be an interesting conversation because, they were very adamant like that. Like what y'all are reading, empaths are not magicians. They're not X-Men. They're just regular people.
I just want to be clear. Monet and I did not define empaths for ourselves. I just want to be very clear. Monet and I did not come up with our own definition of what an empath is. We were just looking at the multitude of definitions online, and we read from there.
But empaths are very. I said it then. I said I believe empaths are real. And a lot of people define themselves that way and navigate the world that way. And that's their experience as empaths. And, But I hope you, sorry that you can't listen anymore. It's hurting your feelings.
Do you think psychics are real?
I do not believe in psychics, no. Some people like really govern their lives by psychics though. Like they are like, they consult their psychic before they make any major like decisions. Like mm-hmm. They feel like their psychics have really like saw into the future and told them about some shit. And I'm like, I mean, if it works for you and it's, I mean, who am I to say that? Who am I to say like, are you dumb? Are you listening to a psychic when people go to hundreds of millions of people go to churches around the world every day. So
I've shared my opinions about that too. And it is not saying that I think that I think people are dumb. I just say that I don't believe in psychics, empaths, or religion. But it's not about me thinking. What about what?
What did Jacob say?
Dream interpretation. So the thing about dream interpretation is I actually took a dream interpretation workshop in college. And I remember the dream interpretation person being, it was like a credit. And the person was like, actually, what's going on with dream interpretation is it's just asking you what it means. So if Monet has a dream that she was eating a gummy worm and then it turned into a real worm, and then when she swallowed it, her stomach exploded, then someone will say, so what do gummy worms mean to you? What do you think about when you think of gummy worms? And you'll be like, I don't know, I think about like joy and being happy, and I think about my childhood. And they go, okay, that's interesting. You think about happy times from your childhood. And what do you think about when you think about eating a real worm? Like, it's absolutely nasty. It repulses me. And I was saying, okay, that's interesting. Maybe you had a situation from your childhood that scared you or that repulsed you or that you thought was gross. What do you think about like your body exploding? What do you think about that kind of stuff? Or like, you know, maybe it's about your relationship with food. Maybe you have a relationship with food that you've learned to eat in your childhood and that's upsetting you today. And that was kind of what we learned. So, and what they told me was, this is, I was probably 17 or 18. It was 18 years ago I heard this, so I might be wrong. They were saying anyone who tells you that ever, like, one thing means the same thing for everyone, anyone who's like, dream of fish, someone's pregnant. Dream of this, that means that. They're like, that person is a scam artist and they are not to be trusted because they do not know what they're talking about.
Well, that's a big trope, and I highly doubt lots of white people have seen this movie. The movie Soul Food with Nia Long and Vanessa Williams and Am. Big Mama, every time she dreamt of fish, someone was pregnant. That's like a big trope in the movie. And on my
well, that's a southern trope. That's a southern trope in general.
Not just southern. It's Caribbean too. That's a big thing in our family.
So it's Caribbean's in the south, all the way south.
But you mean the South America, south of the North America.
You don't know what I mean.
The United States.
You don't know what I mean.
Me, my dick. But my grandmother.
Oh my God! As an empath, I sense that you're upset. No, I'm kidding. What about your grandma?
Wow! Not do I make fun of empaths? My grandmother called me over the weekend. What's today? Tuesday. My grandma called me like Saturday, I believe. When I just got back from Canada, and she said, She said, Kev, I need to talk to you. I was like, what's up, grandma? And she was like, I dreamt. My grandma's very big on dream. My grandma loves to dream. She was like, I dreamt that you had a lotto ticket and you left it at my house and you ended up winning. And I was calling everyone to tell you, Kev, Bob, we see you eating this thing.
After I pull one of your moves, see if one notices.
This nigga duck on the cameras of awesome. And then y'all, he's staring at me dead. And he's trying to chew so quiet. He like, nigga, I see you. I wish it wasn't too late. I would have called my grandmother. I would call her. She's probably asleep now. Because now I'm fucking up what she said. But basically something about like, I had a winning ticket to something. But she had left it at her house and she was coming. And she was trying to find me to tell me, Kev, you had the winning ticket. And she was like, Kev. I said, you know, if there's something, she doesn't even know that drag is going on right now. She's like, if there's something that you, I was like, grandma, we filmed that months ago, bitch. So whatever. But anyway, my grandma's very excited to let me know that she dreamt that I had her winning lottery ticket for something. So something that I really want is gonna happen for me.
Does your grandma think that like y'all film that we film Drag Race in real time or something?
I think she does.
Not your grandma predicting that you win. Grandma Burton predicting that you win All Stars. You better go.
I'm like, grandma, girl. I was like, she probably watching
All
Stars. Brain...
If you win All Stars, will you be like, wow, my grandma was right? Oh my God, grandma nailed it.
I think my grandma's brain is happening right now, so she's like, oh my God. So I think that's why it was. It's her brain doing that shit, girl.
When I was a child, I used to have dreams that were very vivid and that would sometimes come true. And I would wake up. I remember when I was in 1994, I woke up in a panic during the winter or the spring.
Okay.
And so I was, what?
Are you being silly? Is this a now clap thing? Because this, you just said you never dreamed. Now you like, I remember it. It was December 14th, 1994.
I said, as a child, I said, I don't dream much anymore. If you rewind back, I said, I don't dream much anymore.
It's rewind.
I didn't say I never have dreams. As a child, what I did was I had this dream, and I used to watch these like Bible videos for kids, and
like
in these,
like Veggie Tales.
No, they were human beings. It was just cartoons of Bible stories. It was just Bible stories, but done in cartoons. Mm-hmm. So they weren't like funny, or it was just like the story of Jesus, but everyone's cartoons. Mm-hmm. And I remember when the angel came to tell Mary. The Virgin Mary, that she isn't it crazy that Jesus's mom and like the hooker he hang out with have the same name?
I think Jesus fucked his mom.
Oh my God, Monet. Wow, Nini. Anyway, so when the angel came to tell Mary that she's pregnant, you pregnant, there was this like circle that kind of filled like almost like I might like a ring light on the ceiling, but a ring panel, like a light panel. And then his feet would come through it. And then it was this angel, looking like an angel you see on TV wearing the robe. And like, this one had blonde hair. And then I saw that angel. I was in my room having sleep paralysis. Oh, yeah. All I could do was look at the ceiling. And the angel came out of the ceiling. It was this blonde white guy. That's how I know angels aren't real. Why would a blind white angel come to me? Anyway, and then the angel said, don't go to Mississippi this summer, because if you do, your grandma will die. And I tried to scream, but I couldn't scream. I couldn't even move a bone in my body. And then the angel like basically went into the ceiling, and then I screamed. And my mom came running down from like the other side of the apartment complex, came running. And I was like, I was crying. And I was like, we cannot go to Mississippi this summer because grandma's going to die. And she was like, boy. And I was like, mom, no, please, please, please do not send us to Mississippi this summer. Please, if you do, grandma will die. And she just kept being like, you need to stop. You need to stop that. That's not funny. She didn't say it wasn't funny, but she kept being like, just stop that. Whatever, you were dreaming. You were dreaming. And then I went to Mississippi this summer. My grandma, she did die that summer. And she was pretty young. My grandmother was 54. She had a heart attack.
This is Julia?
This is Grandma Liz.
Grandma Liz, right.
My grandma Julie passed away when I was in college. But yeah, Grandma Liz passed away. She was very young. She had a heart attack at 54. 54 years old.
And this is your
very,
dad's
very young for heart attack.
Mother?
This is my mother. This is my mother's mother.
And Julia is your dad's mother.
Yes. Mary Elizabeth is Martha Caldwell's mother. And Julia is Frank Bridges' mother. Yeah. But anyway, so I used to have this, and I also used to predict lottery numbers quite frequently as a child. I think I did like three times. Like three times I predicted the three-digit lottery numbers.
Frequently, three like, times. Was this like in like the span of a week or like the course of your life?
It was like three times within a couple of months.
And like one was day it we for like big money?
It was big money for, for us. I mean, it was the three numbers you would get like $40,000, but no one ever played them. Oh. So one time we were like at the grocery store and I was like, mom, play 452. And she was like, boy, ain't nobody playing. And then that night, 452 would hit.
Damn, I know she was mad.
And I did this like maybe like two or three times within a year. And it was happening around the time. It was happening before I went to Mississippi. So you would think that with something like that, I would really believe in psychics and angels and otherworldly things. But I still kind of think it was just my mind playing tricks on me in a bout of sleep paralysis. And then that my grandma just coincidentally died that summer.
Damn. So did you grow up thinking it was your fault that your grandmother died?
No. I didn't. That sounds like something from a movie. So I'm being like, it was me. It was my fault. I was like, I didn't kill my grandma. She had a heart attack.
You were such a strange child. You're a strange human being.
Because I didn't think I killed my grandma, I'm strange?
Yes, the angel told you don't go, and then she died, and you're like, I was like, did you do it? No.
I didn't. I was eight. I don't think I killed my grandma as an 8-year old.
Damn, Roberta, you're wild. You're wild, Fang. Danga.
I just don't know how that makes me wild. That seems really logical to me. I didn't kill her because I was an 8-year old.
I
wasn't
even in the house that she got. As a kid, I would be like, oh my God, did I do that? I mean, like, I would know that I didn't, but a small part of me would be like, but wait, but did I? You know what I mean?
I don't, because that's not part of me.
I also went to church.
I was not like that.
I was very
religious. I went to church.
Oh, no. So, Patty and I went to a Container Store. We're coming in. If you're not watching it, because you're not a Patreon, you're not going to want to talk about. But, it's past the 30 minutes. I have a huge rack of shoes. This is only like half my shoes. Like all the rest are in storage. They're doing this huge built-in thing behind me. I'm at this really huge desk. Let me show you this. Look at this. Bitch, you're gagging.
Oh, that is cool.
So we're getting this whole built-in thing in the back. Also, I'm doing the MTV Movie Awards.
So you're all listening. What happens is the desk is going up and down. So it's like a standing desk to like a sitting desk.
Yeah. And then so we're redoing this whole room. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Bitch, I'm acting like I bought this house. Well, I'm trying to buy it still, but the rental company is being weird. Anyway, long story.
You know, I had a I had a Container Store person visit me at my place in New York City that I didn't buy, and it really changed my life. Like I left the closet there, but I would never. I'm so grateful that I did that, because that closet in my closet in the basement would really save my life. Like, I don't
without a container store.
Yep. Because when I moved in, it was just an empty closet. It was like there was nothing. Not even no racks, nothing. Just a empty room in the basement.
Rack City, bitch. Rack City. Also, if anyone, yeah. Anyway,
if anyone wants,
it doesn't matter. So I'm gonna go.
No, but you can't do that. Now you can't. No, people don't like that. There are people who don't like that. So just say, bitch, make something
it's
up.
You.
People
it's
don't
not
like
people.
That.
It's you. You're the person. It's not people.
Just
me. You.
I am not the only person in the world who doesn't like when people go, never mind. I assure because you, a lot of people don't like that.
I was going to divulge a private thing about me that I don't want to talk about. So,
bitch, make something else up. In the moment, you can be like, oh, I was going to ask you what you did today. You could say anything.
I'm
would
not a liar.
Known.
I'm not a
well,
liar.
We know that's not. Well, we know that's not true. We all know that's not true.
No, nigga, we know that's not true for you. I mean, no. We know that is true. So I'm gonna go to the list of common dreams and tell me if you've ever had one of these kind of dreams. It's the most common dreams apparently. Have you ever
dreamed about? Never mind.
Okay. Have you ever dreamt of flying?
Never mind.
Okay. Have you ever dreamt that? This is Jacob. This is Jacob's question. Everyone, Bob, I don't want to trigger warning. Have you ever dreamt of your teeth falling out?
But you always make fun of me and my teeth thing. You can just you. What you're doing is you are intentionally still bullying me about this fucking tooth thing by being like, everyone, watch out. I'm not gonna move on. I'm gonna keep defending myself and calling you out every time you do that. Because
Jacob is the one that
I'm gonna
put
call
it in
you
here.
Out. I'm gonna call, but it's not Jacob putting in. It's you going, oh.
I said,
is that?
I said, Bob,
I'm gonna call you out every
Bob,
time you do it.
I
every
said,
time
Bob,
you do it, you're getting
warning.
Called out.
I said trigger warning.
Every time
so
you do it, you're getting called out.
There's a trigger warning for two steps.
And every time you do it, you're getting called out.
Do I have you ever had a dream of your teeth falling out?
No. Next question, Word. Bitch.
Have you ever dreamt that you cheated on your partner?
No. We don't cheat. There's no cheating.
Got it. Have you ever dreamt you were naked in public?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever been... Have you ever?
Are you going to answer any of these questions, bitch?
I've never dreamt I was flying. Bitch, I'm too heavy to be flying, even in my dreams. I've never had a dream of my teeth falling out. I've never dreamt that I've cheated on a partner. I've never dreamt about being naked. And that's a big one. Like, even in movies, like, you see people dreaming that they're giving, like, a presentation or they're doing something and they're just become naked. That's, like, a very big thing that you see in movies and shit. I've never had that kind of dream.
Well, it seems like a fear of people who – fear for people who have Yeah, fears of public speaking, which is actually like the number one fear in the world.
I never had public speaking. There was one, the first time I had to do public speaking, well, the first time I can remember, it was in seventh grade. My friend Kamika Soroy and I, we were on a group for a class for our social studies teacher, Mr. Chalk. His name is Mr. Chalk. And Mr. Chalk was a white guy. And he kind of spoke slow like this. And he is like, okay, Kevin, I'm going to call your mother. I'm going to call your mother today. He's very that. And as we had to do this fucking presentation. And, you know, Kamika and I were like goofing around. So
what were you getting your mother called on you? What were you doing?
I was always talking in class. Always. I was always constantly talking in class. I was literally all the time. Like they would call my house at least once a week. It was insane. So we had to do this presentation on it. Was, oh, we had to do like a 90s capsule project. I think, let me call Kamika. She don't know. It was a 90s capsule project we had to do. And we fucked around the entire time and we just never did the fucking project. Like we never did any of the research. We had to do like, it was like a full thing. Kamika might be asleep. It's almost 1 o'clock in the morning or maybe she's up. We had to do this project and we just did not get it done, Bob. Did you ever do this in groups? Oh, Mika. Are you sleeping?
I'm hanging here.
I'm sorry, you're on the podcast. Because, okay, really quick, before you fall asleep, do you remember the we had to do that project with Mr. Chalk, and it was Yumi and Soraya, and it was, what was it, a 90s capsule project? Uh-huh. And then you and I goofed around the entire time. The three of us never met. We never did the project. So we showed up to class on the day that the project was due. And then for the project, we just said, oh, yeah, for our project, we're going to sing Mariah Carey. What song? One Sweet Day? And then so Kaviko bust it out, girl. Kaviko fucking turned it out. And we ended up getting 100 on the project. Because he
believed. He can make us sing.
Yeah, Kamika can sing. She doesn't sing anymore, but Kamika can sing.
I don't know if Kamika can sing.
Yeah. All right, V, so I wanted to run that by you. Sorry. Have a good night and have a great day at work tomorrow.
You too. Good morning over there.
She said, good morning over there. All right, bye. We got 100 on the project, and we literally phoned it in. We got 100. It was so stupid. Anyway, go ahead.
When I was in, I think maybe 11th grade, I was in a group with a... Dermika.
Oh my god, you had a Dermika? Come on, Bob and Monet with Dermika and Kamika.
There were twins, Dermika and Dernika. They were twins.
The cat twins.
Only one of them was in my group. It was Shantara, me, and Dermika. And I think Shantara's mom stole our cat. No, her name was Chantel. Chantel's mom threw our cat away. And we did not sing Mariah Carey, and we did not get 100. Bitch, I almost failed human anatomy because of Chantel's mom.
Word. Chantel's mom is
so real. Chantel's cool. Mom, if you're out here listening, bitch, I still want my cat back. Honey.
Oh my god, I can imagine dissecting like a little Colleen. Maybe so. Oh my god, I took Colleen to my friend Janina's house. And I had a play date with her Sphinx. And Colleen is a bully. Like, this cat was being so sweet, just trying to hang out with Colleen, like, going up to Colleen and, like, trying to, like, and Colleen would just go, and she, like, swat at for Bernicio. He's so sweet.
I feel like I've been telling you this for a very long time, and you don't want to hear it when I said it. I told you that your cat was a bully, and then I feel like also Kennedy also told you your cat is a bully, and you were like,
"Can
you
say that?"
Yes, she did. Yes, she did directly to your face. Because yes, 100%. She was like,
"I remember
this."
She was like,
100%. Because Colleen came back with like a little scab on her ear, some scab somewhere on her, and then Kennedy was like, "Because your cat is like attacking the other animals."
You're a liar. That did not happen.
Okay, you know, I guess we're calling people. Hold on,
Monet, I don't remember this.
Do you want to admit you're lying before I call Kennedy and you look
not,
stupid
I'm
or do you
not
want to
lying.
Look stupid?
Do you want to look stupid or do you want to admit? No, okay. I have no recollection of this. That did not happen.
And she
that did not
off.
Happen.
Oh, she's backpedaling,
no,
Your Honor.
That
she's
did not happen. Because, first of all, Kennedy goes
don't
on.
Explain
and,
nothing.
Hold on. Hold
y'all
on. No.
Find out a second.
I'm going to say my part. Kennedy goes on. For y'all listening, Kennedy goes on and on about how Colleen and Goose was Kennedy's dog. And Goose is like this huge, like, bitch, like 80 pound dog. And Kennedy goes on and on about how Goose and Colleen are best friends. When are you going to this is Kennedy. When are you going to bring Colleen over again? Goose misses Colleen. They want to hang out. So Bob is saying Colleen is bullying the other animals. That is a lie. Maybe Colleen doesn't like playing with Kennedy's cat Edith is an old cat.
Monet,
it's like a 10-year-old cat.
You just gave us an anecdote of your cat bullying other people. Now you're like, my cat would never. Don't worry, we better wrap this up. Don't you worry. Don't you worry at all. You worry at all, honey. We about to get to the bottom of this, honey. Oh, I cannot wait. Mm. Oh, this is gonna taste delicious. You better hope
you don't answer. Bitch, no one answers if you call.
You better hope she don't answer.
Your call has been forwarded.
Why is that so funny?
Because Kennedy's your employee. She's like, I answer the phone. Bob gonna be on some bullshit at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, I know you don't fucking answer when I call. That I can't confirm. You sure as hell don't answer when I call. That whole fucking journey of me trying to reach out to you. Oh, that was, I have a whole log, honey. I hope Kennedy called me back in the middle of this because, bitch, this shit's about to be fucking
Kennedy
delicious.
Is off.
Oh, yeah.
The gag is if I call, she answers.
Your cat fully bullied Kennedy's animals and got her ass sent home.
Y'all hairs will probably happen. A, Kennedy will be like, please, when can we watch Colleen again? Goose misses Colleen. This is a factual statement. Two, what may have happened is Kennedy also has a cat. The cat is like an old cat. Edith is like 10, 11 years old. Colleen is a kitten. Colleen is only 2 years old. So what probably happened is Colleen is trying to play with Edith, and old cats don't be fucking around. Old cats like, bitch, I've been around the block. I ain't trying to fuck with you. Maybe and Colleen and Edith maybe got into it, but Colleen was not bullying. Kennedy's dog Goose is obsessed with Colleen. They literally can. I have videos of them playing around and them being.
Didn't you just give us a story about your cat bullying another animal?
Okay,
just
that's
now?
A cat that that's. A, also, okay. I will say
I'm
this.
I'm just saying.
I bought.
It just seems like anecdotal evidence.
I
your
bought
cat bullying
Colleen
you.
Over there to that house when I first moved to LA. So back in like last April, and Colleen's obviously a year younger, and the cat is a 6-7 year old cat. Their cat. And then that cat was like chasing Colleen around, like biting her, like not letting Colleen like adjust a new space. So Colleen probably has PTSD. Colleen's like, last time I'm here, you tried to beat me up. So now it's my turn. And I teach my baby to fight. Okay. My baby don't let no cat, no other animals bully her.
All I'm saying is you gave us some anecdotal evidence of your cat bullying another animal. That's all I'm saying. And I have, we have documented footage on the podcast of your animal bullying me.
We have document footage of you wearing literal cat toys and being confused as to why she wants to play with you.
So it's what like, I was. So it's what I was wearing.
Yeah, so what you were wearing, bitch. Yes, that's what I said. What you were wearing. Wear different clothes.
Yikes! Not problematic. Yikes. Not the problematic queen. You are really wild on one today.
Problematique, fantastique.
We'll be getting a full. Also, I'm still calling you out for your editing silencing Patty. Silencing Patty.
I'm not silencing anything Patty said.
Well, what were those big jump cuts?
I don't know what she's talking about.
When Patty was confirming that you drool.
Didn't happen.
Monet, there is a video on the Patreon, and you're like, Patty, see Patty on that bullshit. Patty just lying for Bob. Why would Patty lie for me?
Because y'all are sober, and you'll love her.
You will do anything but admit you're wrong. You will do anything but say you're wrong. Anything but.
Move your body like a snake. Oh, no, that's an R. Kelly song. Well, do not sing that. Don't get that in your life.
Wow.
Yuck.
Not when they cancel. You're out of control, man.
Roberta, on that note, I think we've done it. I hope you have a good rest of your night.
Bitch, I'm about to go to sleep.
Go to sleep? What time is it where you at?
They're an hour ahead.
It's almost 11 o'clock.
Oh, well, bitch, get over it. So stay your ass up, and we'll see you next time on Sibling Rivalry. We should have a log offline. I think we should end each podcast, and we'll see you next time on Sibling Rivalry.
I'm not even entertaining this conversation.
Why? Why? For why? Bob, I'm speaking with you. What's your problem? What's fucking bees in your bonnet, bitch?
We had a whole conversation about this. I said we should have one a while back, and you're like, I think it's lame. So I'm literally not even entertaining.
But you wanted to
literally
go.
Not even entertaining.
That's not saying nothing. Y'all see, I'm so sick and tired of trying to give my all on this podcast, and here comes Bob not wanting to do so. So it's fine. Y'all hear, I mean, y'all heard it for yourselves. All right, I guess that's it. Have a good night.
Bye, everyone. Bye.